This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Drew Hawkins. How are you, Drew?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
Great. And Drew is the head of Morgan Stanley's Global Sports and Entertainment Division. So what this means, he has built a company within the company. Is that correct?
That's correct. We had an opportunity to do something very unique approximately 3 years ago in terms of being able to take a look at the landscape of sports and entertainment and be able to leverage Morgan Stanley's brand, but to do something in a way that would address the needs of athletes and entertainers unlike it has been addressed before.
Now, just talk about why is that important to address the needs. Athletes, entertainers, they have money, right?
Athletes and entertainers have a lot of money, but along with having a lot of money comes a lot of unique challenges and issues. When you think of the average time frame that they are in their sports. You know, football players, the average career length is 3.5 years. NBA players, the average career length is 4.5 years. There's choppiness of their income. They're the ways that they get paid. Their taxes in terms of them getting taxed in every area that they're playing sports in. And then when you think about all the challenges and pressures that they have from family members and friends, these individuals are not like the typical corporate or entrepreneurial client that we work with, and it really takes a unique skill set in terms of an individual advisor that understands these needs, can manage these relationships, has the comfort and backbone at times to say no to them, but also understands all the nuances that are associated with their careers and how they make money and the importance of having an aggressive, smart plan put in place for them earlier in their careers so that if they're not in the situation where they get to that second or third contract or that second or third hit from a TV show or a movie project, they're going to be in a position where they've had some level of nest egg put away and have some opportunities for financial independence moving forward.
So let's talk about some specifics of what you're doing, types of organizations you're working with. I know you can't mention specific athletes or entertainers, but later on we're going to talk more about your leadership philosophy. But for now, you use a word like the customer experience. What is that like? What are they specifically getting from you? Let's say you work with like UConn.
So when you think of it as it relates to the customer experience in and of itself, they are getting access to our sports and entertainment directors. These are individuals that have had extensive experience working with athletes and entertainers in the past. Coming in and becoming a director within our program, we take them through a 3-day university that gets them even more up to speed related to all the nuances of the industry. You know, when you think of sports and entertainment, this is a business that changes dramatically almost on a weekly basis. Think of CD sales a number of years ago. It's now almost a thing of the past in that, you know, those that are in the sport, in the entertainment side and music side, heavily rely on touring as their number one source of revenue now. And you now have this whole different concept that's come into place around streaming. So the importance of these individuals maintaining their level of relevancy and currents and understanding all the nuances so that they can provide their clients or the spheres of influence that they work with around their clients great information that helps on the investment and planning front is a really big deal for the folks that we have an opportunity to work with in this particular area. And when you think of some of the other nuances related to some of the products and services that may need to be customized to their needs, you know, and a lot of times these are clients that, you know, that are merging out may not have a great credit score, may not have a significant track record in terms of their earnings potential, but they're going to be great relationships for us. Excuse me, not earnings potential, but what they have earned. But they're going to have great relationships and great opportunity for down the road. So it's important that these items are addressed in the way that we're able to work with them, just on a whole different perspective related to a lot of their financial needs.
And so you've had to create all new types of products as well.
We have. We've created a number of new types and products and services, whether it was on the insurance side, whether it's been on the lending side. We have, you know, high net worth concierge suite of services that we offer to them. We've had an opportunity to write a unique white paper for these individuals to look at various areas and categories and put themselves into different pockets related to their earning, whether they're a blue chip player that we may describe it and what the needs and philosophy of someone like that may be. When we look at how we've had an opportunity to customize this, you know, from the financial advisor to the products and services to creating a high-level, consistent experience that these folks go through in terms of being able to work with one of our directors, you know, we think have positioned this business in a very unique way.
And you bring in professional athletes as well. I know, like Antoine Walker, Bart Scott.
We do. You know, one of the things that we
and those are on your team itself.
They are. They're members of our financial education arm. And, you know, when we look at this business, we wanted to do a couple things related to really changing the narrative around what we typically read about at times when it comes to athletes and entertainers. Often we read, you know, what people perceive are sexy headlines, and that this person has gone through, you know, they've made $20 million, $50 million, $100 million, and through a variety of different circumstances, this money has been squandered or lost. So we wanted to have an opportunity at an early age to be able to better educate athletes and entertainers, and being able to do it at a collegiate level. So we've had an opportunity to connect with college programs out there, working with the athletic directors, but doing it in a way that we're focused on educating and not selling them and giving them nuances of things that they need right now, irrespective of whether they go pro athlete or pro something else, that are going to provide a good financial foundation for the rest of their lives.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show. We speak with the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Drew Hawkins, who is the head of Morgan Stanley's Global Sports and Entertainment Division. And I understand this is this is in a sense unprecedented. No one has ever done this in the financial service field to the magnitude that you've done this.
No, they haven't. You know, you've had organizations that have had starts and stops and fits in this particular area, but to be able to take a holistic approach and be able to look at from the standpoint of, you know, looking at the advisors, looking at the product and service platform, and then looking at really the needs of the client in this particular area and how specifically they could be met. You know, it's been interesting for us as it related to being able to build this business, because when you think of athletes and entertainers, often, you know, it's the sexy, exciting area of the industry, but it's also an area that at times can come with challenges and nuances connected to it. You know, these are individuals that are super high profile when you think of, you know, who they are, and God forbid you have an incident that takes place related to the management of their portfolio. So we've had to be very careful related to putting this thing together, looking at our compliance oversight, looking at the structure and checks and balances that we've had around this. You know, we also wanted to be really smart and think about some of the things that we wanted to change and challenge as far as some of the product and services were concerned. And again, working within a business that had not been accustomed to dealing with these types of clients in this particular manner, you know, for instance, looking at some of the lending products that we've had an opportunity to create, you know, our very smart, you know, private bankers, really thoughtful and considerate around our lending practices, but also now getting an understanding these are really good clients and prospects for us. So, you know, looking at historically someone that might not have had the super high credit rating, or being a newer player into the league or in the film or entertainment industry, what are opportunities that we could afford to these individuals where we give them a different look and have a different path in terms of making smart decisions about what we can do from them in just one area related to being able to lend money?
I want to ask you, what was it like pitching management, trying to get things. There's a lot of people listening in, you know, hundreds of thousands. People could work for large organizations. It's very seldom you're able to create a whole new entity. How did you do that?
You know, it was.
And I do have to tell you, only 1 minute until commercial break.
It was interesting. It was exciting, and it was a challenge. All of the above, because you know, when this whole idea came about, we were in a tough time within our business, and it was in a time where the business unit was not looking to expand. But we also were able to look at this from a big picture perspective, understanding the opportunity that weighed in with these types of clients and relationships. The demographics of our industry are changing to a large degree. Historically, you know, the type of client that we work with, it was an ideal relationship, still there, but when you think of all the wealth that's being created now within sports and entertainment, we have individuals that are teenagers or individuals that are in their early 20s all of a sudden being hit with this whole concept of sudden wealth, and in a very short period of time, you know, making sums of money in the $5 to $10 to $15 million range very quickly and early on. So we felt like this was a great opportunity to build this business out and focus on the individuals in this area and how that could expand.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Drew Hawkins, and when we come back, this is someone who has an expertise in recruiting, and we're going to.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Drew Hawkins. And Drew is the head of Morgan Stanley's Global Sports and Entertainment Division. And this is the first time this has ever been done, really. But I want to talk with you about recruiting. So prior to this, you had a big resume in the recruiting field and a lot of successes. And you're still now recruiting, but in a different way. What did you learn from recruiting that people listening in, entrepreneurs, business people can take on how to successfully grow a business through recruiting?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think, number one, you know, having the ability to connect with people, having the ability to create a unique story and be able to get them to buy into what that vision is going to have an opportunity to look like down the road. You know, in my prior days working within the recruiting division at Morgan Stanley, people wanted to get a really good sense in terms of where this organization was going to go. And from that perspective, how it was going to be beneficial to them leaving their current firm and coming over and working at a firm like Morgan Stanley's. What were the tools going to be? What was the resources going to be? What would the brand value be, and how would that be accretive to them continuing to build and add on to the great businesses that they had had historically? And when we think now of what we've had an opportunity to do within the global sports and entertainment area, specifically related to, you know, bringing in new clients and selling them on the vision that we have, you know, they want to understand that they've got someone that knows and cares and has extensive experience working with relationships like they are. They also want to know that they're with the reputable firm that's got great oversight and will provide them with the tools and resources to accommodate their day-to-day needs of what they have now. You know, we focus a lot on the wealth management side of things, but when we think about these clients now that we work with, they're very entrepreneurial. Athletes are transitioning and leaving professional sports and going out and becoming amazing entrepreneurs. Folks that are in the entertainment area, you know, have long careers that they live in terms of leaving the creative side where they've been on the stage or on the screen and moving into producing, directing, writing, other areas. And these are things at times that are very capital intense. So it's not just a matter of leveraging our wealth management capabilities, but when you think of a firm like Morgan Stanley, we do a lot of things in a very effective manner. We've been able to partner very heavily with our folks in investment banking and being able to utilize our strategic lead management area where clients have business and capital needs that they want to leverage the services that we can offer through other pockets of our firm. We also work very closely with our private bank to assist our clients in their unique lending needs that they may have in that particular area. And from that aspect, you know, when you put this into medical terms, you know, you look at individuals out there that are in the sports and entertainment area. When they've got a specific medical condition or concern, they're not going to a general practitioner to get that done. You know, that football player that has a knee issue, they want to find a surgeon that's performed that procedure 3,000 times and has done it very well for others in their particular area. So when you think about the brand of what we're creating, we really want to be known as the go-to within sports and entertainment, whether it's for the private wealth management or wealth management needs that folks have, or whether they're looking to expand their brand and want to be able to tap into some of the other areas that we offer as an organization. We want them to think about Morgan Stanley's Global Sports and Entertainment and how we may be of value in terms of offering them access to our full firm.
Okay, we're going to come back to the organization, but I want to talk personally. What was something you learned growing up that really inspired you to create? Now you have an enormous vision
You know, it was a number of things. You know, coming from Baltimore, I had an opportunity to connect with an individual that I read about that I saw at an early age. And this individual's name was Ken Wilson, who owned a marina. He was very involved in politics. He was an incredible entrepreneur. He was extremely successful in the community. The first job that I had in my life was actually working as a dockhand at his marina. And he took me, you know, by the bootstraps and, you know, treated me like a very significant mentor of his. And through conversation, through interaction in terms of how he dealt with people, this blind vision that he had in terms of being able to accomplish things irrespective of skin color, these are things that just stayed with me for my life. And this guy had an opportunity to look at, you know, situations that folks would have thought, there's no way someone like that could knock these walls down, have that vision, and see these things to fruition. And those are things that, you know, stuck with me as it related to being in a variety of areas within my career. You know, when I came out and I started in this business, I was a 21-year-old African-American, you know, working as a financial advisor or registered representative, as we called them back then. I wasn't supposed to be in this industry because it was an industry that, again, did not look like or didn't favor folks like myself, let alone to have them coming in and managing money. So in my circumstances, it was an opportunity to see I had the ability to impact folks. I had a great brand behind me, and I really wanted to put my blinders on and, you know, be able to see through the ability to come in and succeed at early ages being a financial advisor and how that could then transcend into being able to do things at a larger scale, going into management, running divisions within the firm, and at some point, you know, having an organization that stood behind me and would provide, you know, the ability to create a platform and infrastructure such as what we've had an opportunity to develop as far as global sports and entertainment is concerned.
And you've wanted to give back, and I know that you were one of the founders initiating Black Professional Men as well.
I do. I love to give back. You know, I am very cognizant that I've been very fortunate. I've been very blessed in my life to have others that have taken an interest and, you know, provide me with a level of leadership and mentorship and support. And so creating or being one of the co-founders of Black Professional Men approximately 25 years ago, you know, we recognized that we lived in a tough area in Baltimore. We had a lot of inner city young men that had no positive male role models in their lives. And we wanted to be able to emulate some of the things that we had done and the support that we had had to give them some assistance and a better chance of living. You know, I can remember a story where I was in New York attending a hip-hop summit, and there was a young man that was on a panel, and he indicated he was from Baltimore, and at the end of the panel discussion, you know, he said, "Hey, you guys are preaching a lot of these things of what you're doing, what you're not doing. I've been shot 3 times, I've been a drug dealer, and I'm ready to get myself together." And after the panel, I had an opportunity to connect with this young man, and I said, "If you're serious about what you're doing, I want you to come meet with me next week." He called me that afternoon. He came to my office that Monday, a half an hour ahead of time. I had an opportunity to provide him with an internship to work with me. We went out 2 days later. We went to Joseph Banks Clothiers and bought him new clothing. And, you know, within another couple of months, we got him enrolled. He got his GED. We got him into college. He worked as an intern for Morgan Stanley for a couple more years, or Dean Witter back in the day. I had an opportunity to be involved with another business venture that he was working with on, and this individual graduated, is now married, has kids, and has completely turned his life around. So when you think of things that Black professional men had an opportunity to do, there's a classic example.
And on that inspirational note, I'd like to thank you, Drew, for being on the CEO Show.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here with you, Robert.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Ed Fogarty. How are you, Ed?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Ed is the founder and CEO of Club 24 Concept Gyms. And if you hear noise in the background, there's actually training going on. And we'll talk about it's a specific type of training. We'll
Absolutely.
Talk about So I want to start off. There's a lot of clubs, a lot of gyms in the United States. Why Club 24? What is there anything different about it? What's your take?
You know, I've got two answers, Robert. You know, if we were sitting here even 2 years ago, I would have said, no, there's not a lot of difference between us and every other gym out there. We've got equipment. They've got equipment. You know, our clubs happen to be open 24 hours. There's a number of clubs out there. So we really weren't all that different not that long ago. And really, in the last year and a half, we did a lot of soul searching and kind of looked at the fitness industry as a whole and found that We are an industry that's really charged with making people healthy, and as an industry, I think we've really failed. And I look at what's happened with Obamacare and found that it's not working because there's not enough healthy people buying into the insurance. And again, we're the ones who should be making people healthy. So we looked at that and said, how can we make fitness affordable for the masses, but also give them what they're coming to a gym for, which is really the support they need and the results they need. So we've developed essentially a new way to look at fitness and personal training. So we have, in essence, two levels of program. We have what we call our Burn program, which is a free, unlimited access to personal training for the life of your membership. Then we have a next step up, which is what we call our Afterburn program, which is team training in a group atmosphere, which is just, it's a lot of fun. The results that people are getting are just phenomenal, and it's really, from what I've seen out there in industry, it's probably about the most affordable way to do personal training. So we're looking at it saying, you know, the industry has been broken. We're supposed to be making people healthy. There's not a lot of clubs that I've seen out there that are actually doing that. So this is really our attempt to kind of bridge that gap.
And when you've spoken before, you even talked about the machinery is broken. The machinery is not structured right. It's everything in a gym is not what it should be, right? Which
amazing.
I had no idea.
I've owned gyms for about 12 years now, and I'm as guilty as anybody. I buy a lot of equipment, and we're sitting in one of my clubs right now, and I would say 80% of the pieces on the floor right now are really pretty dumb. And this goes back to way back in the day, back in the 50s, when Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 60s and 70s, when he's doing his bodybuilding shows, the exercises that he did were to make him look big and huge on stage with a big chest and the big shoulders. So they started making equipment for that reason back in that day. And the equipment we use today is still based on that model. So if you're sitting in one of my clubs and you sit down on a machine and you start pushing something back and forth in front of you 10 times, that's what you're finding in most gyms today. But when in your life are you going to do that movement? You know, what good is that doing for you?
That is fascinating. You're saying it's not duplicating what we naturally would do. So it doesn't mean, so use the word dumb even.
It's incredibly dumb. And again, I'm guilty of it. But it goes to the top. You know, the equipment companies, we buy from the same equipment companies everywhere. Life Fitness, we have Matrix, we have Precor. That's what every gym in America is buying. And it's not their fault, because if Life Fitness one day said, hey, we're no longer going to make a chest press because it's pretty dumb, well, all the gyms would go to somebody else. And if I actually went to you're a member of one of my clubs, if I went to your gym tonight and said, I'm pulling out the chest press, it's a dumb machine, you'd go down the road to the next gym, because that's what you as a consumer have been conditioned to expect from a gym, is a big room full of machines. And I'm not saying they don't have their place. There is a place for some of these machines, but the average consumer today is going to a gym. They're joining the big chain or, you know, our gym. They're coming in for, say, 15, or, you know, they're doing their 15, 20 minutes on a treadmill and then going through their circuit one or two times, and that's their gym workout, and that's why they're failing. That's just not getting them what they need.
And that's what people are telling them, though. They're saying, hey, just come to the gym, because they want to get them to be members.
Exactly.
And you're doing good if you're on for 20 minutes three times
a week.
And
that's the problem. One of the biggest chains out there, I remember an article I read with their founder, and he said, hey, you know what? I get that my gym members aren't going to be doing these amazing things physically, but they're going to come in a few days a week, they're going to walk on the treadmill, and that's better than nothing. And for a long time, I agreed with that, but now I kind of look at that and say, you know, maybe that's not better than nothing. Maybe that's the type of person that's, they join the gym, they're coming in 2 to 3 days a week, they got their little card where they check in. Hey, I'm a member of the gym now, I can eat a little bit more. Well, 2 to 3 months in, they haven't gotten anywhere. They haven't gotten in the results that they thought they were going to get from joining the gym. So this person now psychologically says, hey, I guess gyms don't work for me. I'm going to give up. And that's really where I think our industry is coming up a little bit short for people.
This is Robert Grace on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ed Fogarty, who is the founder and CEO of Club 24 Concept Gyms. So tell me, you've a different mindset, and your mindset is more on getting people, instead of using the standard old machines, to do a different type of workout. And you call it burn and afterburn.
Correct.
You started talking about that before. Tell more about what that is.
Well, in essence, really, our reason for being here is we want you as a member to live your best life. We want you to become the best version of yourself. And that's really what our burn program is. So in essence, we get you started with the burn program. You're going to be wearing a heart rate sensor. And that tells me really what's going on almost inside your body. So I can tell if I'm pushing you to the level that's going to actually get the training effect that I'm looking for. So our burn program, the sessions are about 20 minutes long, and you're going to be getting your butt kicked for about 10 minutes. And at the end of that workout, we're going to look at an app on either my phone or your phone if you have your own sensor, and we're going to see exactly what you did in that workout. We're going to get the feedback, and we're going to see which zones you were in during that workout. And I'm going to show you how
do you find that app?
Well, what happens is, while you're working out, I've got a chest strap on you, so I'm getting your heart rate the entire time, and that feedback is going right to the app on the phone. So I'm looking to see, okay, Robert, you were in the zone that I need you to be in for 6 minutes during this workout. We're seeing some of the research come back and showing us that if you're in the zone for a certain period of time, you're creating the slang term for it is the afterburn effect, but it's really something that's known in the industry. It's called EPOC, which is it's essentially an acronym. It's excess post-oxygen consumption. And really what that means is if you get working out intensely enough for a period of time, you'll continue to burn calories for, in some cases, up to 36 hours at an accelerated rate after the workout. So
after 36 hours after? How could that happen?
That's the magic, is your body's working so hard that
no one knows about this.
It's out there. Then there are some companies, some smaller companies, that are basing their entire workout, and they're doing a great job in this. But in essence, what we want to do is if you get involved with our burn or afterburn program, and I can get you to do that every other day, if I kick your butt on Monday for a long enough period of time, your body's going to continue to burn calories at an accelerated rate through Tuesday and into Wednesday. I get you back in the club on Wednesday or Thursday, and that's where the magic starts to happen. That's when you really start to get results. But if you're going to be that kind of most American today and come into the gym, do your 20 minutes on a treadmill, zip through your circuit, you're nowhere near that zone. You're nowhere near anywhere near getting that effect that I need you to get. So, again, our industry is sending that message out, hey, you joined the gym, you're doing great things, but it's not going to happen if you don't start getting into these training zones. And then we look at the other side of what exercise is really providing to people. It's we look at the weight loss as kind of just the side effect. You know, really what I want is we've got some amazing success stories. One of my favorite success stories over the summer, and he was in his late 40s, he was overweight, he was a smoker, got involved in our afterburn program, which you kind of hear in the background right here. And he actually sells cars at the BMW dealership down the road. So his first couple weeks, and he was just, well, it was tough on him, but he stuck with it. Started losing some weight, started feeling pretty good about himself, really got hooked on the program, lost more weight, and then he came back and said, hey, you know what, I'm doing great at work, everybody wants to know what's going on, I'm more confident, 2 months later, he had his best sales month that he ever had in the history of his career there. He came close to setting the dealership record, and it was all because he was feeling so much better about himself, so much more confident.
So there's a connection to the brain to success?
He was attacking life. It was unbelievable. I read a book a little while back called Spark, and it was absolutely fascinating, because what it did is it talked about the effect, how our brain physically changes.
And you have about 45 seconds till commercial.
Sure. The effect that this type of training has on our brain, it's actually physically changing our brain, our ability to take in information and actually use that information. It was just fascinating to see how we get into exercise because we think we want to lose a few pounds. The benefits of exercise are so much greater than, hey, I got to lose that 10 pounds. We really try to tell our clients, forget the weight loss crap. That's going to come later. That's going to come. It's going to happen on its own. I want to get you excited about life. I want you to become the best version of yourself. I really want you to ask yourself, would the 10-year-old version of you be excited about who you've become? And if we can get you doing that, the weight loss is going to happen.
And that's a fascinating question to ask yourself. The 10-year-old version, would that be excited about you today? When we come back after the break, we're going to hear about the trials and tribulations of having the vision of a great company and building it. Back in a few.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and I'm here today with Ed Fogarty, who is the founder and CEO of Club 24 Concept Gyms. We're going to talk about how you built this company. But first I want to ask you, in full disclosure, I am a member, and the reason we're having this interview is I was blown away by how nice, how smart people are, how clean the clubs are, and I happen to have this phenomenal trainer named Dion, who he knows every week exactly where I'm at, where to push me, where not to push me. It texts me immediately, I'm good this time, not. Where do you get this top talent?
Well, really what it is it really comes back to the culture that we've tried to create here. And it's we're looking for people who get what we're doing. You know, our team, we talk about living your best life. That starts with our team. You know, our managers each week, we have them essentially joined a book club for us. We ask our managers.
Wait. Your managers joined a book club?
Essentially, yeah. We do an all hands meeting every Monday morning, and the first say 10 minutes of that meeting is their traditional business meeting. What happened last week? What's coming up this week? But in essence, we ask our managers to read for 12 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So every one of our managers is reading for a minimum hour a week, and we have a recommended reading list that we keep on Google Drive, and they're all, you know, business, self improvement type books, and then they come back on Monday and they share what they've learned in the previous week in their readings with the entire group. So they have to do a great job because they know they have to share that with the group, but then they're also able to sit and listen to what everybody else learned. And we're trying to find people that get excited about that. I want our managers, our team, I want Dion to be excited about becoming the best version of himself, so that they have to be excited about making you better as a member. So in a lot of cases, when we're interviewing somebody to come and work on our team, we're going to put them through that burn workout. We're going to try to kick their butt for 10 minutes. And if they say, oh, you know, I'm too cool for this, and I didn't come here to sweat, they're not right for the team here. If they finish up that workout, say, oh, you know, I want to keep going for a few more minutes, you know, they're a fighter, they're excited about that, or they come out of that and their face just lights up and say, I can't believe this is what we're going to be doing with people. This is the greatest thing in the world. Or, you know, if the club's slow in the afternoon and one of our trainers is available and you're on the shift, you're on the clock, go do a burn workout with them. You know, we'll pay you to go and do that. We want you to know as a team member here that your life is about burn. It's about just getting your butt kicked for 10, 15 minutes if that's what it takes. And that's really what the culture's all about. We're looking for people that get excited about that type of thought process.
And I have to tell you, frankly, I've interviewed a lot of CEOs, like 750. I've never heard of anyone having that book sharing. And what a brilliant idea. All of you, we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs, CEOs listening in. get your team to do a book club, because the secret sauce there is not only will they be held accountable and they read, but they'll learn from others, and it creates cohesion of people working together.
And what's really great about it is the excitement of when we first kind of came up with this idea. I thought, you know, some of these people are 24, 25, 26, they don't want to read books, but the excitement that they can't wait to get there a lot of times on Monday morning and tell everybody what they learned and really how they're going to use that. And it's so funny now, you know, a couple of years ago when we were sitting in these meetings, nobody had a word to say. It was just, okay, going through the basic old business meeting and then, you know, get back to your club. And now these meetings sometimes go on 2.5 hours because everybody's going off on tangents. Hey, you know, I read this last week, but your book says something different. You know, and it's so exciting to see these young leaders getting better week over week.
You're creating a culture of success,
It really is. Definitely a culture of learning at the very least.
So you probably, when you started out, let's go back to the early days, you did not have a vision you'd have this culture of learning or anything. What was your original vision, and why did you start Club 24 Concepts?
You know, I've been involved with fitness in some capacity probably my whole life. I started working out in a gym when I was 16 years old, and you know, I wasn't ever a bodybuilder, but that's kind of what I did. And I always thought in the back of my head it would be pretty neat to own a gym someday. And back when I was 16, the gym that was in my head is a lot different than obviously what this became. But I started working with some of the national chains, became a personal trainer, just saw some things that I loved about what they did, but thought, you know, maybe there's some different ways to approach it. And one thing that I really wanted to be able to do is, if I had an idea, I wanted to just be able to go and do it. And sometimes you can't do that when you're working for a company. So that's really what pushed me out to start my own gym. But honestly, when I started the first gym, there wasn't a whole lot of vision behind what we wanted it to become. It was more, I knew I wanted a gym. I had some good connections in the industry. So,
by the way, if you listen beyond, you can hear the people in that Afterburn program.
Those people, God.
That's you can hear them going.
That's what we want them to become the best versions of themselves.
So keep going.
Sure. And it really, you know, our first initial goals with the gym was, you know, we wanted them to be friendly. So we wanted to get to know you. We wanted them to be clean. Mm-hmm. And we wanted the equipment to work, which is actually harder than it sounds because fitness equipment breaks all the time. But that's what it was. And then I want to say about 2011, I got involved with something called the Rex Roundtables, which is, I guess, what you call a mastermind group. And there's about 150 gym owners throughout the world really now, representing about 5,000 clubs. And it's a group of owners that we get together 3 times a year. And we're broken up into smaller groups. So my personal group has about 15 other owners. And we go out to each other's gyms. We'll have a 2 to 3 day meeting. And it's really just a lot of idea sharing. And it's really, that's the thing that really opened up my eyes. Before that group, I don't think I knew the word culture. I didn't know what, you know, I joined something like that thinking, okay, I'm going to get the next best marketing idea. Or I'm going to get a better price on equipment because I'm going to learn how to. That's not what you get from when you get together with a group of owners. It was really, you know, sharing our problems, sharing our ideas. But really, that's when you open up your eyes. And what's great about it is we get outside the industry. We'll visit. Last year we went down to Dallas and visited with Perch, learned about their customer service. We were out at Zappos a few years ago. So it really opened my eyes to how to look at the business a lot differently. It was really more about how important it is to develop culture, to develop your team, to develop your people, as opposed to the next best marketing idea, the next best piece of equipment to buy.
So you've about a minute and a half left. What is the future of your vision going forward in terms of the culture, in terms of the business model that you want to create?
You know, really for me, it's I see some flaws in the industry, and I want to do at least do my part to try to change that. And ultimately what I want to do is give everybody the opportunity to have success, to really live their best life. And I fully understand that the average person can't afford to hire a personal trainer 2 and 3 days a week. That's cost prohibitive. So we've set up this system here where, for, in all honesty, $2.50 a week is our lowest price membership. You'll have unlimited access to a personal trainer. That's really what we want our legacy to be, is the ones who push the industry in the right direction.
Well, Ed, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO show. And everyone listening in, number one, start a book sharing club with your team. Number two, focus on culture.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!